This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in the Psalter with Psalms 58 through 60, Break Their Teeth. Deliver me, O God, a refuge in the day of my distress. Give salvation by your right hand, and with God we shall do valiantly. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your presence and eternal punishment.
Has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapters 12 and 13. I will show you still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. but the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord.
Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. In the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. When it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, picture this in your mind. A young child, maybe 2 or 3 years old. His mother invites a family friend over so that their children can play together. The two kids are playing together very well until one moment, one child starts crying and screaming, "Mine, mine, mine." They are unwilling to share whatever it is that they are playing with their young friend. Sometimes, like this little child, there is something in our lives that we cling to and hold on to because it is mine, mine, mine. Certainly, this possessive attitude can be driven by greed, by not being willing to share with others because of some selfish desire. Sometimes, though, that desire to hang on to something is because it is unique, one of a kind, something that no one else has. And such seems to be the case for the people of Capernaum in our gospel reading. At the end of the reading, the people tried to prevent Jesus from leaving, but he would not have it, saying that he must go to the other towns as well. But why would the people want him to stay? Well, our reading begins with Jesus teaching with authority in the synagogue, and suddenly a man with an evil spirit comes and is in their midst, and Jesus casts the demon out. Then Jesus went to Simon Peter's house. Those in the house appealed to Jesus concerning Simon's mother-in-law, who was ill, and Jesus healed her. When the sun had set, people began showing up and bringing their sick friends and family to Jesus. And Jesus healed the sick and cast out demons. The people of Capernaum recognized that someone special was in their midst. If nothing else, this Jesus was a great miracle worker who could heal diseases that no doctor could cure. He could command the demons to leave a person and not to speak, and the demons listened and obeyed. So when Jesus left for a desolate place the next morning, the people begin searching for him. And when they find him, they try to prevent him from leaving and going to the other towns and villages. Why? Because they recognize that Jesus is something special. Something no one else has, and they want to keep Jesus for themselves. I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. Jesus knows and understands what he is to be doing. He cannot stay only in Capernaum. He is to preach and teach and perform miracles in other places as well. Why does Jesus insist on this? Because he knows who he is. He is the Savior of the whole world. He knows that it is through him that the kingdom of God is breaking into this world. It is through him that the restoration of creation is coming. That through him all people would see the fullness of God's salvation. And we know this. We know that Jesus came into the world and he came for you. The cross of Jesus is sufficient for you. He has won forgiveness and salvation for you. He rose for you to bring eternal life for you. And as a result, you should trust in him and in his salvation. You should hear his word. You should look for him where he has promised to be and to work, in the sacraments and his word. You should sing his praises and speak to him in prayer. Yes, yes, indeed, yes. But and here's the rub. What about them? Them? Yes, them. You see, those in Capernaum saw Jesus as their own. They did not want him going anywhere else because they wanted to keep him to themselves. Mine, mine, mine. And unfortunately, the same attitude can creep into our lives. We don't mind gathering around God's word and hearing the good news of Jesus, but there are times when we might have that Capernaum attitude that Jesus is mine, and we really don't want to share him with anybody else. But the thing is, they need Jesus too. They could be those who have never heard. They could be those who have heard and rejected. They could be those who have fallen away or lapsed in the faith. Jesus came for them too. Jesus died for them, just as he has died for you. Now we recognize that we are not the only ones for whom Christ died. We recognize the need for Christ to be shared with the nations, shared in the other towns and villages, even in our own communities, proclaimed to our neighbors. And perhaps that's why some of you are here this day as a student at the seminary. Jesus came to preach the good news of the kingdom of God to Capernaum, to the other towns of Judea, to Jerusalem, and he was sent for this purpose. He was sent for the benefit of all mankind, to reconcile each and every one of us to God the Father. By faith that trusts Jesus' work on the cross, we share in that reconciliation, that forgiveness, and we await the life that is to come in him. But that also means that we share in Jesus' purpose. We are called to share the good news of the kingdom of God, and we do that certainly through the mission and work of the church. But we also do it in our own lives, how we live, what we say, how we act and react. God calls us to be witnesses to his kingdom in our daily lives. And we do that by claiming indeed that Jesus is mine, but he is also yours, and he is there. May God grant us continually to bear witness to the glory and joy that we have in Christ Jesus, and never keep Jesus solely for ourselves. In his name, amen. Please rise. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Rejoicing in the light of Christ who has come to save us, let us pray for ourselves, for the church in all places, and for the confession of the gospel throughout the world, that through its light many may come to be led to Jesus' kingdom. O Father of light, shine the bright beams of your word upon your church throughout the world, that she may proclaim with authority the good news of the kingdom of your Son. Lord, in your mercy, O Father of light, fortify the faith of our brothers and sisters throughout the world who are rebuked and persecuted for extolling your name. By your mercy, grant them to make the good confession. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of light, who forms life in the womb, lead all people to give thanks for your wonderful creation and for the preservation of life that you grant to all children born and yet unborn. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of light, rebuke and cast out the spirits and forces of evil that dominate those under their sway. And forget not the afflicted and the sick. Uplift them in body and soul by your righteous hand, and according to your will, heal and preserve them. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of light, nourish all who wait in hope for you with your steadfast love and faithfulness, As we now taste and see your goodness in the body and blood of your beloved Son, Lord, in your mercy. O Father of light, in baptismal hope, the blessed saints await the revealing of their final salvation and the resurrection to your eternal kingdom. Following those marching to Zion, strengthen our hope in you, and let your unfailing love rest upon us. Lord, in your mercy.
By the light of your word, we entrust all for whom we pray, through the Holy One, even your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Go in peace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament, and we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.